see the real. We used to have a woman playing Jenga on Melton. She played 44 cards.
Give her.
Jim, there's the resolution.
Okay.
We were supposed to be out here like 20, 10 hours for 11 today, according to my calculation. You lost control of the
I agree.
District, so we don't need these little.
I can't get them to move.
Your record is not good this year.
Cannot get them to move.
Large parcels. Makes sense. We need the next market. I'm going to say immediately the next market.
I don't know.
Farmers don't pay, we can make exemptions for farmers.
Sure don't. On.
And they're in, they have to leave these.
Well, if you want it on.
This is got to pay again.
You.
All right, I'll talk to you.
You all right with it?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am here this morning regarding a proposed expansion of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District and to present a resolution adopting the boundaries of the expansion area. You may recall that we conducted a public hearing at the Fire Hall in Oak Orchard on April the 21st, 2007. And on April 24th, I came to the County Council and gave a review of the public hearing and a summary. At that time, the County Council adopted a motion directing the Engineering Department to prepare a resolution as presented on April 24th at that County Council meeting. The area that's encompassed in the resolution is indicated on the map at the front of the room. And it's the area on your handouts that are shown in yellow and crosshatched. Mr. Griffin has the resolution.
This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels of land along State of Delaware routes 24 and 5. Including the communities of Driftwood Village, River Village, The Meadows, and Oak Orchard West Park in Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
So moved.
Second.
So that, I have a motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones. Any questions? Do we need to...
we're voting on that yellow, correct?
Right.
Correct.
Can I mention one thing?
Yes,
it, so that
Baker.
does not include Captain's Grant, and it does not include the property owned by Mr. Mosley.
Is that the white
the
area
motion.
Right there in the middle?
Right. That's the two areas we talked about last week.
Yes, sir.
Right.
The other
that we
man's
took
name.
Out, and then
Mosley.
Now it does include each of those 13 lots, and we did have a request to, I think, remove one of those lots.
That was after
the, typically,
after the public hearing.
After the public hearing, and that is not what we normally do with these types of projects.
This is a recommendation of the engineering department, correct?
Yeah.
What you guys proposed, right, Rob? You would like to see everything, but we saw last week.
I think you said Captain's Grant would not make a lot of difference one way or the other as far as the rate.
That's right.
If it was in or out.
$17.
I have a motion second. No more questions?
I just talked to him this morning.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
I'd like to see him.
Thank you very much.
Got away easy today, Rob.
I don't know if I would initiate it. Because Judd asked me before, and I said, yeah, I'll do it.
I spelled it M-O-S-L-E-Y.
So I don't know if I want to.
You want to pass those for you?
Well, or just do one separately. I was. Pass it out.
You want that?
Good morning. I have two items on the agenda today. I'd like to address those together if I could.
The first item I have is a request for permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion to include Waters Run, Magnolia Shores, and other parcels along County Road 381 or Old Mill Bridge Road. This parcel up here is being proposed to develop as Waters Run. This is the Magnolia Shores area, and this is Route 381 here. The second is a resolution of the boundaries for the proposed Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. And the reason I'm working these together is the original boundaries for Johnson's Corner did include this area, and they have requested to be excluded from...
That thing was supposed to be on vibrate.
The Waters Run project has asked to be excluded from the proposed Johnson's Corner and requested annexation into Fenwick Island on January the 2nd, 2007. The reason they've asked for this is they would like to move forward at a faster schedule than that the Johnson's Corner is working, and the risk that the Johnson's Corner referendum would not pass. The developer has contacted existing landowners in Magnolia Shores and the surrounding areas, and we have received copies of signed letters from those landowners with their wish to be included in the extension of the boundary. The parcel is approximately 28.5 acres. The project will be responsible for regional infrastructure to serve the parcels included in the annexation. They will also be responsible for construction of a section of regional 18-inch force main down Route 381 that runs past their project and these other projects. Planning and Zoning Commission has deferred action on the project until they could confirm the project would be part of a sewer district. Their density is about 2 EDUs per acre, just a little bit over that. We'd also like to point out that this annexation does not negatively impact the proposed Johnson's Corner. The loss of the front footage that we have here from the proposed Johnson's Corner district is outweighed by the loss of the infrastructure that that project would not be required to install, plus we get the regional force main installed by the developers of this project. I'd actually like you to take action on this item before we get more into the Johnson's Corner item.
So by taking this and moving it to the Fenwick, you're saying that that won't affect Johnson's proposed projected cost or what you were...
From the numbers that we've run, it does not have a sort of a wash. It doesn't really affect the cost.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Motion read it.
I have a motion.
Would they see, let me do like one final question. Would they see substantial difference in their costs by going this way? Because Fenwick is an older and established area. Are they seeing a...
Front footage cost is a little less. Impact fee could possibly be a little higher.
That would be true. What John said, the front footage would be less in the Fenwick district, but the impact fee is a little higher in the Fenwick district than in the Johnson's Corner one. I mean, so one's higher, one's lower. The other thing is, as John pointed out, the property owners in Magnolia Shores will get the benefit of the Fenwick Island rates, which will be lower, so that's a benefit to them.
I'm gonna read my motion. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include parcels owned by B&T Lynch Family Partnership, LLC, to be known as Waters Run, Magnolia Shores, and other parcels along County Road 381 as presented on May 1st, 2007.
No move.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by...
Second.
Mr. Cole, any questions on the motion? Just read by Mr. Eichmann.
It's substantial, the front footage charges, not just slight difference.
It's going to be high, Mr. Cole.
Ms. Webb said $1.37 versus $8.
Johnson's Corner's costs are still somewhat estimated.
Right.
Johnson's Corner is high.
Yeah, Johnson's Corner is high.
The developer is contributing more as a result of this, too, though, right?
Yeah.
Your negotiations.
That, The number that we have for Johnson's Corner does not include developer contributions at this time either.
He's not paying attention to it.
I know.
No, I just want to highlight something to you gentlemen that I've raised concerns that the front footage charges are not so equitable just because this undeveloped area and some old development is now shifted to go to Fenwick. They get $1.37 front footage, but versus where they were at Johnson's Crossroads, it was $8. I mean, there's something wrong when here's new people, never lived here before, in this one subdivision we're trying to accommodate, to get such a break, and then the neighboring properties will be at $8. There's something wrong with this scenario. I don't...
We have asked, I think the engineering department has negotiated with the developer, and I understand exactly what you're saying. The engineering department has negotiated with the developer for some additional contributions that Mr. Ashman mentioned that would help the South Coastal Regional Treatment Facility with a force main extension.
Okay, that's all well and good. That's great. I understand that. But there's just something wrong when we have new development coming into Sussex County getting away with the $1.37 versus new development coming into Sussex County having to pay $8, you know, in the same area. So, I mean, there's just, that's what I say. We need to correct this.
We are in the middle of a utility rate study, and
they are
looking at the issue that you brought out, that you're bringing out now, and that you brought up last week. That will be one of their part of that rate study.
Well, until somebody looks at these kind of numbers and say, yeah, there is something wrong with that. That's not equitable. We need to do something. We guys will just keep going along, and it's not fair for somebody now in the next subdivision in Johnson's Corners or Crossroads or whatever to have to pay $8, and this guy's with the new development's paying $1.37. So if it doesn't bother you guys, keep on trucking. But this is just goes year after year. So whatever. Where were we, Dale? I'm sorry.
Motion on the floor, I believe.
Yeah, we do.
Motion's on
the floor. Yeah, we got a motion in a second. Mr. Cole.
Oh, yes. I mean, we're stuck with a system. We're stuck with a system, and the guys asking whatever, we're just stuck with a method of doing things is just is not a very good method. But my vote will be yes, so as to keep things moving.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
When we have a public hearing and somebody brings that issue up, somebody else explain it to them why we have these rates and the way they are.
Okay, my second item is for the resolution of the boundaries on Johnson's Corner. It came before you on September 4th for permission to prepare and post notices for this area after we received 105 valid petitions. Permission to prepare and post was granted by council on that date. The public hearing was held on January 27th, 2007 at the Roxana Volunteer Fire Hall. And we set a deadline for written comments by February the 2nd, 2007. Along with that, Sussex County Engineering Department had a standing request to include a subdivision known as the Hamlet at Derrickson Pond into a sewer district. That development is right up, was actually on the boundary of the proposed district. Sussex County Engineering Department has decided to exercise this request and include them in the Johnson's Corner Sewer District. As mentioned earlier, the Waters Run has requested exclusion. We've also received interest from several other parcels that we could include, one being here, a large parcel, another down here being part of the parcel, also and the same owner owns these three parcels. We received interest from, I think it's four parcels up here, this one, and this one. And this large parcel up here.
And what are currently going on those parcels? What is the status of those parcels you just referenced?
This one I believe is farmland. I actually believe these three large ones are also farmland.
So you got a bunch of farmers wanting to put some sewer to their corn and soybeans. No subdivisions are planned and all that. So we're taking in a bunch of God almighty.
This parcel down here actually, we believe, is planned for a subdivision. We have not seen the plans yet. This parcel here, the owner is proposing subdividing it for his family to split and build several houses on.
Have they asked to be in or out?
They have asked to be in.
So all you got to do is ask to be in. So it's agricultural land. Farmers can just ask to be in. So we're permitting all this speculation to come in. And just there's about three or four parcels. You can see where the subdivisions are that need sewer. And we're putting in all this rural farmland. And we're not using this as a something to encourage now more and more development on these area roads and everything else that everybody else is saying we've got too much. This is crazy, gentlemen. We've lost our minds to be just going out to unimproved parcels. Wait till they make requests. Let them come in with a subdivision and a request for sewer, you know, expansion or something like that. But just to throw, we in the old days we never did this. We always made the sewer service and the subdivision approval go together. And this is just.
But there's a subdivision on one end of this and a subdivision on the other end, if I'm not mistaken.
That's actually part of the problem is we have subdivisions down on this end and subdivisions on this end that have both asked to be included.
Sure they've asked. They got problems. They bought land that doesn't perk.
Along with that, we've had...
A lot of people bought land that doesn't perk.
Along with that...
The state of Delaware gave them permission to put septic in, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we approved the development there, Mr. Jones, and then they had to come up with some kind of system to...
Just in a growth zone. Just in a growth development zone.
The majority of it is, yes. The only thing that's not, or when you get up into these existing trailer parks and developments that have the interest, they're not in the growth zone.
Well, why don't we just run a line to where the density is and then get away from the giving rural agricultural land in a sewer district to encourage and promote more higher density development in an area that is not even in the development district, some of it. So, I mean, we've lost our minds here, gentlemen, as you keep going down this path week after week.
How do you propose?
Week after week.
You keep saying you want planning. They plan. You don't
this
like it.
This isn't planning. This is poor planning.
Let me.
Good Lord.
Let me remind you that the provision that allows somebody to say they want their land included doesn't impose a test about what it will be, what it's now used for or may be used for. And what happens here if you draw these boundaries is that it goes out to public hearing. And after the public hearing, you all come back with a recommendation as to what is actually to be included in the final go.
That is what this boundary represents. The parcels in the tan crosshatch were also parcels that asked to be included. But through our research, we are unable to serve these parcels at this point in time.
And why? Why are you unable to serve them?
Extensive infrastructure would have to be installed down this. For these two parcels here, extensive infrastructure would have to be installed down here and up around in here, which would make the cost where nobody could afford it.
Right. Okay. So it came down to, in other words, if they requested it, we could give it to them. We'd put them in it. So that's the criteria. So if a farmer says, hey, put my land in, what the heck, make my land more valuable. So yeah, okay, we'll put it in because the infrastructure is going by it or it's not as costly. But because it's costly.
Now, the one thing that we have.
You've eliminated. So that's your basis on why is stuff in and why is stuff out, not whether it's good planning or not.
Well, along with that, if I can, we have actually proposed sort of a bare-bones structure, which is force-maining most of the infrastructure from here down into pump stations down along these roads. When and if these parcels develop, they will be required to install other infrastructure to serve the existing home.
Okay, but by doing this, you've encouraged the development, not the marketplace, not anybody else. You've come in, created a sewer district on all this rural agricultural land, and that's not what we're in the business to be doing. So.
But with two subdivisions on each end that have systems that are failing, I don't know how you could go from point A to point B.
You can run a line.
That's what they're doing.
No, and you can run a line and not include all this other stuff. Just run a line out to that place.
I think if you just listen, George, John said that they're running that with a bare-bones situation.
Right.
Then change the color,
Mr. Jones, of that all that land in between to white and not green. That's the problem, all that green.
That they will have to upgrade the system.
It's all green. Too much green on that white map.
Well, you complained last week.
No, don't worry about that. I'm talking about this.
That we were puddle jumping from frog hopping in between properties. Now they're not doing
you
it.
You ride out there. If you think this is a development district.
I know exactly where it is.
All right. I know it is, too.
All right, let's go.
Now, there are proposed developments in there, I think Mr. Ashman mentioned, and we've been in negotiations with developers for contributions toward the sewer cost, and that's included in the rates. So, I mean, That was in the original proposal.
I don't think the developer contributions were in the original cost that at the boundaries. We did not.
I tell you what, I would just like to have some of you gentlemen get on the side roads, ride those roads, look at that area, and you come back, and if you can sit here and say that's a development district and we should be creating this huge sewer district there, then my God, that you can justify some good planning. But ride out there and look at it. It is not good planning. It's called planning, but it's called poor planning. This is encouraging more and more problems. I mean, it's just amazing what we're doing here. And you wonder why the state wants to say, gentlemen, we're going to take some of your money from you? Because this is not logical. This is not smart. This is not smart growth.
Don, how much is in there? You said how much is in the development district? Just about two-thirds of it?
Probably better than two-thirds, I would guess.
Okay.
What's not in the development district is existing housing.
Existing trailer parks and the Twin Cedars apartments.
Where's the road? Where's the road on a development district?
Where's Twin Cedars on there, Mr. Eichmann?
Twin Cedars is this parcel here.
That's not in the development district.
That's the edge of it, right there.
Where?
Where he just pointed.
Right. So the edge is a road there, along there somewhere. Where is
it
the
actually
road?
Cuts back off this road a little bit. I'm not exactly sure of the boundary.
But still, I don't care. Right out there. You call that a development district, you've lost your mind.
Portion, I know that at least one of those parcels is bisected by the environmentally sensitive developing zone. That's the one up there on the north side.
This one up here we know is bisected. Yeah.
And I guess at this point, this is what we're proposing. If council would like us to take any of them out, we can. But like John said, they're all contiguous. They're in a group that can be served by the proposed system as it's expanded. We feel it's reasonable to be able to serve them.
Could you come back and clearly identify each of those parcels and if there's anything on them that's been approved, any kind of housing? Show us where the housing is. Because everybody's sitting here saying, well, we think there's something here. Somebody's proposing something here. Tell us exactly what has been approved on a map and show it with some colors other than just everything all green?
We know that there's a proposal on the Twin Cedars to redevelop it.
Yeah, and that's a nightmare, too.
We also know that there's a proposed medical facility on these two parcels here. There's a proposed development on this facility here on the corner. This one we just know there's activity on. We have not seen anything as of yet.
What kind of activity?
We know that they have an agreement on the land with intent to do development, but we have not seen plans.
Right, until they get, yeah, they want to get in the sewer district, right?
Actually, the people that have the parcel now are the ones that have requested to be included.
Well, they have to. They're the owners.
What we can show you is some of those parcels on the southern end are already in a GR zone. I believe those two on the lower end, aren't they, John?
Yeah, these are both GR.
Those are.
This is GR area.
North end, again.
It's 4 units to the acre, which is what we figured.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right exactly. Out there. Tell me if that's a 4 unit to the acre neighborhood. Gee,
it doesn't, but that's the zoning already, isn't it, George?
I don't care.
That's a good just right, engineering you, you're right out there. You're right GR has 4 units to the acre.
We got
to
get you.
So we can bring that information back if the council would like it, or we can take a look at which parcels, you know, not to include.
I'd like to make
a
motion to defer to come back with a map showing what parcels actually have some bona fide, clear, you know, official activity where they've made applications, something's pending, something other than all this green farmland.
I don't have a problem with it.
Being thrown into a sewer district.
Well, this is going to, after you establish the boundaries, it's going to a public hearing?
Correct. It has to go to referendum.
And referendum.
The public hearing has been held. We'll have a public meeting will be the next step, which John will talk about the schedule in a minute. And then finally, there will be a referendum.
Have you told them cost yet?
Yes. We gave them that during the public hearing on the boundaries.
About $1,177.
How much?
$1,177 a year.
For a 100-foot lot.
For a 100-foot lot.
Well, they cap it out then.
We had 198 people at the public hearing, and most of it was a pretty favorable crowd. I mean, it wasn't a lot of opposition at all.
But that's coming from the people that in these subdivisions that they bought lots where the soils are bad, and they know they got to do something. The rest of the area doesn't
Well, they're the ones.
The sewer.
They're the ones paying for it, Mr. Cole.
Dale, I'm not questioning the subdivisions that are existing there. It's all the green vacant land that we're throwing into a sewer district to cause a lot of development problems. We don't have any proposals in front of us. Years ago, we used to get as they expanded Bethany Beach and some of these other older established sewer districts, we'd get the application for development and we'd get an application for sanitary sewer. So we knew what we were getting. Now you don't, you're out of control. We've lost control of it. We've just basically said, you're in the sewer district. So now we don't see what we're getting. We don't know if it's good development, bad development.
Mr. Eichmann just went through and showed us a number of parcels that are on the drawing board. Now that doesn't mean
anything. Show me with some colors. That's all I'd like to ask. Show me a better map.
Okay, gentlemen, I need a motion. Let's go.
It doesn't look like there's a need right now.
Motion or less, up or down, I don't care.
I'd made a motion that we defer to come back.
Cole's got a motion to defer. I have a second.
Second, so I shut him up. Second.
I have a motion. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Rogers, to defer. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Yeah.
Mr. Phillips?
I don't vote. No, I. This is my district. They've gone through the process. We're, you know, allowing this to go to referendum. It's going to be the voice of the people, ultimately. So, I vote no.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
No.
No. Motion denied. The people, as Mr. Phillips said, will have the final say whether they want to do it or not, whether they want to pay for it. It sounds expensive to me, but if they want to pay for it, we've never denied them yet to have that privilege. So
I move we accept the adoption of the boundaries of the proposed Johnson Corner Sanitary Sewer District.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Jones, to approve the boundaries as presented this morning. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole.
Well, I'll vote no. And part of the problem is when you have this voting on this referendum, you have all those people that in that a mobile home community that will be voting because they have some serious problems. We ought to try to do something. We did it with Bay Colony. We ran something out for Bay Colony one time in an emergency situation. We could do it here also. But you only have one vote for a guy with 200 acres or whatever, some of these larger parcels. There's only one vote there, that property owner, saying he wants to be in a sewer district. Of course they do. But we've lost control of development. This is not good planning. This is just creating large areas of development. We're creating a new development district with a sewer district, and we shouldn't be doing that. We should let the marketplace control this thing, and they come in, and we'd have a better feel of what kind of development we're getting out there. That's not development.
Mr.
Area.
Phillips.
God. You got a well-defined process. The process works. I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
I lost votes for it. I vote yes on this one.
Mr. Jones.
I vote yes also. Engineering recommendation.
My vote is yes. If they, people that Mr. Cole is talking about, only have one vote, if they want to opt out, we've not heard from them, so they need to respond. Motion is carried. Thank you, Mr. Eichmann. You troublemaker. Who's next?
Jim, do you need to read the resolution?
Well, it's already been voted on. I mean,
Robin said yes.
Is there a resolution with a title?
It said Resolution R, and it said Resolution Number R, District Boundaries for the Proposed Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. And when the motion was made, the only part that was left out was a reference to Resolution R. But we don't typically assign letters when motions are made anyway.
No, but we do adopt resolutions.
Somebody reads the resolution typically. So
here's what the resolution says. District boundaries for the proposed Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. That's all it says.
Okay, gentlemen, I need a motion to adopt the resolution titled just Reverend Mr. Griffin.
Second.
Have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips to adopt the resolution. Title Rev. Mr. Griffin, any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole.
It was the same as before, right?
Now we're yes, it was. Again.
Yeah, same comments as before, no.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips.
On the procedural motion, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Are
we okay now, Robin? Do you get $40 an hour? Are you a big buck person?
I got to do it by the book.
Okay.
I have a couple other things real quick just to announce. We have scheduled a public meeting to address the estimated costs in the new district boundary. That is scheduled for June 21st, 2007 at the Roxana Fire Hall. The referendum date is set for July 21st, 2007 at the Sion Church on Route 54. There will be a newsletter sent out to residents near the end of May, and absentee ballots will be available.
Thank you. Anything else?
That's it.
Grants, Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. Today we have a special